This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The Palestinian Authority said Thursday it had declined a request to give Israeli officials the bullet that killed Shireen Abu Akleh, the Palestinian-American journalist killed on Wednesday in the occupied West Bank during a raid by Israeli forces. A senior aide to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said that the Palestinians would conduct their own independent probe and that all parties would be informed of the results of the investigation with high transparency. During an official memorial ceremony in Ramallah for the veteran Al Jazeera journalist, President Abbas said his government has rejected conducting a joint investigation with Israeli authorities because we don't trust them, and said that Israel is fully responsible for Abu Akleh's death. He also said the Palestinian Authority will go immediately to the International Criminal Court in order to track down the criminals. Israeli officials initially suggested that Abu Akleh may have been killed by militant fire, but later said there were no final conclusions. U.S. President Joe Biden will call for a renewed international commitment to attacking COVID-19 as he convenes the second global COVID-19 summit Thursday. The White House said Biden will make the case that combating the virus must remain an international priority in his pre-recorded remarks. The summit comes as global momentum on vaccinations and treatments has faded, even as new, more infectious variants appear and billions across the globe remain unprotected. The U.S. Congress has refused to meet Biden's request to provide another $22.5 billion in what he has called critically needed aid funding. Meanwhile, North Korea has confirmed its first COVID-19 infections. The official Korean Central News Agency said tests of samples collected Sunday from an unspecified number of people with fevers in the capital Pyongyang confirmed they were infected with the Omicron variant. This is VOA News. Leader Kim Jong-un has called for a thorough lockdown of cities and counties and said workplaces should be isolated by units to block the virus from spreading. North Korea's 26 million citizens are believed to be mostly unvaccinated after its government rejected vaccines offered by the UN-backed distribution program. Finland's president and prime minister say they are in favor of their country joining NATO. In a joint statement issued Thursday, President Sauli Niinisto and Prime Minister Sanna Marin said Finland must apply for NATO membership without delay. Finland has long been reluctant to join the Atlantic Military Alliance in order to maintain friendly relations with neighboring Russia. But that view has changed quickly since Russian forces began invading Ukraine back in February. Finland's decision to seek NATO membership will likely influence neighboring Sweden. A Swedish newspaper said Thursday it has learned from unnamed sources that the government plans to submit an application to join NATO next week. The newspaper says Sweden's parliament will debate the issue on Monday. Prime Minister Magdalena Andersson will then call a special cabinet meeting where the formal decision to apply will be taken. The addition of Finland and Sweden will likely anger Russia, which says NATO enlargement is a direct threat to its own security. Russian President Vladimir Putin has cited the issue as a reason for launching the invasion of Ukraine, which has also expressed a desire to eventually join the alliance. The White House said Wednesday President Biden called to congratulate Ferdinand Marcos Jr. on winning the presidential election in the Philippines. In a statement, the administration said Biden pledged to expand bilateral cooperation on a wide range of issues, including the fight against COVID-19, addressing the climate crisis, promoting broad-based economic growth, and respect for human rights. Marcos, commonly known as Bong Bong, claimed victory Wednesday has a near-complete initial tally of the votes, put him far ahead of his closest challenger, Vice President Lenny Robredo. His late father was president of the Philippines between 1965 and 1986, much of it as an authoritarian ruler, until he was forced into exile in a people power revolution. And repeating our top story, the Palestinian Authority said on Thursday morning it had declined a request to give Israeli officials the bullet that killed Shireen Abu Akleh, the Palestinian-American journalist killed on Wednesday in the occupied West Bank during a raid by Israeli forces. A senior aide to Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas said the Palestinians will conduct their own independent probe. President Abbas himself said, "We don't trust them," talking about Israeli authorities, and said that Israel is fully responsible for Abu Akleh's death. Reporting